It's time once again for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Good afternoon, Toby. No, very well.
Matt, I wondered if we might start with the news about the transfer of visually impaired and learning disability services in Scotland from the RNIB to Sense. It must have been quite a difficult decision for the RNIB.
Well, it's been a decision which we knew we had to make for some time. I've spoken on this programme before about our strategy as we came through the statutory inquiry of transferring our regulated services across the UK to sort of new providers and making sure we could sort of pass them across to, you know, a very, very good partner as we came out of an area where we really didn't have a lot of critical mass and allow us to focus our efforts in areas where we do have much greater sort of weight of activity. So VILD was one of those areas, and we've been working on it sort of quietly behind the scenes for a bit of time, wanting to make sure that we do the right thing. And as you say, we've just announced this week by speaking to all the stakeholders, the staff and the beneficiaries and their relatives, you know, making sure we do the right thing through the comms, which we've done this week. So, you know, news is out in the open, hence we can talk about it sort of openly on programmes like this one, Toby. And look, I'm delighted, you know, that we're passing it to Sense Scotland. You know, they're a great charity. I've had very good relations with their CEO as part of this process through the summer. And, you know, I'm very content that we're handing it over to an organisation who will absolutely sort of take it and cherish it and, you know, really look after our beneficiaries as we go forward from this decision.
Matt, we also have some good news to share with the appointment of Chris Jarrett as our new Director of Fundraising.
Yes, that's right. So really pleased we've got Chris to join. We've been running a process over the summer to identify, you know, a strong field of possible candidates, and they went through an interview process in which a couple of our trustees were involved to make sure we had good balance. And I'm delighted that Chris sort of emerged from that process, you know, for us to appoint him. He's a really, really strong candidate, comes to join us from Sense, based in England, and has got a very strong track record in fundraising across a variety of sort of third sector organisations over 20 years. So we're really pleased to have Chris, and we announced that sort of internally on Tuesday this week. So he'll join us, you know, no later than the new year, and will come and join us for the odd meeting and odd session in the autumn to sort of get his feet under the table and start to read himself into his new job. But, you know, it's an important appointment for us, as it is for any charity, you know, who relies on funds that we raise from donors and contributors and supporters that we are massively indebted to. You know, and having someone coming in who's very vibrant and, you know, very experienced, you know, with real achievement on his CV, you know, is a good thing for the RNIB to really provide some very strong sort of leadership in this critical function. So, yeah, we're really pleased to have Chris joining us a bit later in the autumn, probably January.
And Matt, we must finally close with some news about sort of, I suppose, Parliament in a way. We are encouraging blind and partially sighted people to encourage their MPs to sign the early day motion on tactile pavings at train stations to ensure that by 2025 all stations have tactile pavings. But it's not just that this week. There's been other important sort of meetings at government as well, hasn't there?
Yeah, it never ends, is it, in terms of, you know, campaigning and trying to get legislation improved for the benefit of blind and partially sighted people. You know, we've got a very rigorous team working on this, and some of these topics, you know, we've talked about on this programme a few times, but, you know, that's necessary because it takes time to work in the process to try and affect change. So, as you mentioned, there are two sort of elements particularly running at the moment. So we're keeping the pressure up on the government and Network Rail around improving or hastening the implementation of tactile paving to railway platforms. And we've talked before about some good wins we've had in terms of that accelerating in places like Northern Ireland, and certainly Network Rail have brought forward the time they're going to take in the UK as a whole to get that done. But that's still going to be 4 to 5 years, so it's still quite a long time. And we're pushing hard to make the government sort of fund what could be a quicker timetable. So there was an early day motion out at the moment, and we're asking MPs to sort of sign that. And I'd encourage your listeners to go and put pressure on your local MP, if you can, to raise this as an issue, get them to know about it, and hopefully sign the early day motion. What is going through Parliament this week in terms of a reading, second reading of a bill, is around accessible voting. Many of your listeners will sort of have heard some of the stories about sort of voter ID, you know, and some of the changes the government wants to bring in to make sure we all turn up with our ID at the voting booth. well, as part of this bill, are the vital bits we've been working on around bringing in accessible voting for blind and partially sighted people. And we've been working over a few years actually in the Scottish Parliament and doing some trials in England, most recently in the sort of May elections, where we had a lot of mayoral elections. You know, there was a by-election, county elections, etc., you know, local council elections, where we did some trials in Norfolk on a whole ton of improvements to that process. And the government is sort of encouraging and embracing those. But, you know, the words in the bill at the moment are not as crisp as they might be. So we've been working with a few MPs who are very interested and supportive in this to make the appropriate interventions this week in the second reading of that bill as all part of this sort of concerted programme to get the proper provisions in the bill to make sure that the law requires voting authorities and local councils, etc., to bring in the right provision to enable blind and partially sighted people to vote in secret.
And if you would like to find out more about the early day motion and how to encourage your MP to get involved, or if you have any issues at all relating to sight loss, please do visit the RNIB website, that's rnib.org.uk, or you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. Well, Matt, thank you once again for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, as ever, Toby, my pleasure, and, you know, an interesting week within the RNIB with all those things going on at the moment, and just sort of goes to show that, you know, as we come out of COVID, you know, there's a lot on the to-do list as we go into the autumn. But very nice to speak to you as ever. Thank you for having me.